Recognize that? Or how about this? A lot of excitement and courting going on in the woods, right? You probably guessed by now, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. I caught up with Brian Husky after he had had a successful elk hunt with his bow, having harvested a beautiful 6x6 bull. What I found particularly interesting about this very seasoned and knowledgeable hunter was his approach to elk calls. Does he like to use cow calls, grunt tubes, and given that answer, what's the strategy?
I'd heard the bull bugling from a long ways away, and I opted to sneak into the bull and hold off on calling. Typically, I'll do a lot of calling, and calling elk can be successful when everything is just right. But there are also times I've learned that I might just kind of sit and sneak in and maybe not announce my presence if I'm not feeling like the luck is on my side to call. I will use cow calls in some situations, but I honestly feel like the bugle is a better friend these days. Every single hunter out there carries a cow call in his pocket, and they get blown on so much. 20 years ago, a cow call, you couldn't go wrong, but I feel like there's been a transition and a curve in what works. These days, I'm probably more likely to do more through the grunt tube with bull sounds.
He should know. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.